Vinny, Vinny, Vinny. There's the man.
Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the biz meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana, from the Advocate, Official Journal for the State of Louisiana, and from respective parish journals, as evidenced at tract numbers 42428 through 42477, have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30 of the Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. Letters of protest. We have a letter of protest, or letters of protest on tract numbers 42449 and 42450 from Salt Domes Partnership, dated December 6, 2011. On tract numbers 42452, 42453, and 42454, we have letters of protest from Williams Incorporated and Williams Land Company, LLC, dated December 6, 2011. And on tract number 42456, we have a letter of protest from Miami Corporation, dated December 15, 2011. Notification of any tract to be withdrawn today. The staff has no recommendations to withdraw any of the tracts from today's lease sale, and we will proceed with opening of the bids.
Good morning. We did not receive any bids on tracts 42428, 29, or 30. We did receive two bids on tract 42431, advertised as 1,370.38 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 354.23 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $97,413.25. $97,413.25, or a per acre value of $275. Annual rentals are $48,706.63. $48,706.63. Royalties are 22.5%. The second bid on track 42431 is for a portion containing 147.35 acres. Now the bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $40,521.25. $40,521.25, or a per acre value of $275. Annual rentals are $20,260.63. $20,260.63. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on tract 42432, advertised as 13 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $19,500. $19,500, or a per acre value of $1,500. Annual rentals are $19,500. $19,500. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 4, 2, 4, 3, 3, 3, 4, 3, 5, 3, 6, 3, 7, 3, 8, or 3, 9. We did receive two bids on tracks 4, 2, 4, 4, 0, advertised as 708 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 459 acres. The bidder is Delta Lands Exploration, Inc. Delta Lands Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $91,800. $91,800. Or a per acre value of $200. Annual rentals are $100 per acre or $45,900. $100 per acre or $45,900. Royalties are 25.5%. The second bid on track 42440 is for a portion containing 459 acres. The bidder is Janus Gulf Coast Exploration, LLC. Janus Gulf Coast Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $116,127. $116,127, or a per acre value of $253. Annual rentals are $58,063.50. $58,063.50. Royalties of 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 42441. We did receive one bid on track 42442, advertised as 55 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC. Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $22,000. $22,000, or a per-acre value of $400. Annual rentals are $11,000. $11,000. Royalties are 23.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 42443. We did receive one bid on track 42444, advertised as 34 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Gulf Coast Energy Group, LLC. Gulf Coast Energy Group, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $7,650. $7,650, or a per acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $7,650. $7,650. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 42445. We did receive one bid on track 42446, advertised as 3 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Shoreline Southeast LLC. Shoreline Southeast LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,734. $1,734, or a per acre value of $578. Annual rentals are $289. $289. Royalties are 28%. As additional consideration, Shoreline Southeast LLC has applied to the Louisiana Office of Conservation for the creation of the HDY-RG-SUA unit, Indian Village Field. A portion of tract number 42446 lies within this unit. Shoreline has acquired leases covering a 100% mineral interest in all other unit tracts. As additional consideration for this lease, Shoreline Southeast LLC hereby obligates itself to, within the first year of the primary term, spud a well within said unit in a good faith attempt to establish production from the Hackberry Zone, Reservoir G, or in the alternative, to pay the state a sum of $20,000 as liquidated damages. We did not receive any bids on tracks 42447, 448, 449, or 450. We did receive one bid on track 42451, advertised as 644 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 303 acres. The bidder is Kerry Sue Energy, Inc. Kerry Sue Energy, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $109,383. $109,383, or a per acre value of $361. Annual rentals are $54,691.50. $54,691.50. Royalties of 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 42452 or 53. We did receive one bid on track 42454, advertised as 16 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Petrus Energy, LLC. Petrus Energy, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,016. $4,016, or a per acre value of $251. Annual rentals are $2,008. $2,008. Royalties are 21%. We received one bid on track 42455, advertised as 643 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 420 acres. The bidder is Kerry Sue Energy, Inc. Kerry Sue Energy, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $151,620. $151,620. Or a per acre value of $361. Annual rentals are $75,810. $75,810. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42456, advertised as 648 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 437 acres. The bidder is Carrie Sue Energy, Inc. Carrie Sue Energy, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $157,757. $157,757, or a per acre value of $361. Annual rentals are $78,878.50. $78,878.50. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracts 42457, 58, or 59. We did receive one bid on track 42460, advertised as 618.02 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 348.27 acres. The bidder is Century Exploration New Orleans, LLC. Century Exploration New Orleans, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $139,308. $139,308, or a per acre value of $400. Annual rentals are $69,654. $69,654. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42461, advertised as 1,659.12 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 703.47 acres. The bidder is Century Exploration New Orleans, LLC. Century Exploration New Orleans, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $281,388. $281,388, or a per acre value of $400. Annual rentals are $140,694. $140,694. Royalties are 22.5%. We received two bids on track 42462, advertised as 2,128.03 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 28.77 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $7,911.75. $7,911.75, or a per acre value of $275. Annual rentals are $3,955.88. $3,955.88. Royalties are 22.5%. The second bid on track 42462 is for a portion containing 408.61 acres. The bidder is Century Exploration New Orleans, LLC. Century Exploration New Orleans, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $163,444. $163,444, or a per acre value of $400. annual rentals are $81,722. $81,722. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42463, advertised as 2,217.47 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 368.2 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $101,255. $101,255. Or a per acre value of $275. Annual rentals are $50,627.50. $50,627.50. Royalties of 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42464, advertised as 2,371.57 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 316.49 acres. The bidder is Westgrove Energy Holdings LLC. Westgrove Energy Holdings LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $81,337.93. $81,337.93. Or a per acre value of $257. Annual rentals are $40,668.97. $40,668.97. Royalties are 21.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 42465, 66, or 67. We did receive one bid on track 42468, advertised as 2,086.54 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 182.8 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $50,270. $50,270. Or a per acre value of $275. Annual rentals are $25,135. $25,135. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42469, advertised as 2,493.39 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 705.63 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $194,048.25. $194,048.25, or a per acre value of $275. Annual rentals are $97,024.13. $97,024.13. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 42470 or 42471. We did receive one bid on track 42472, advertised as 51.67 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $8,008.85. $8,008.85, or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $4,004.43. $4,004.43. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 42473, advertised as 80 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $12,400. $12,400. Or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $6,200. $6,200. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 42474, advertised as 12 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is QEP Energy Company. QEP Energy Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $102,024. $102,024. Or a per acre value of $8,502. Annual rentals are $51,012. $51,012. Royalties are 1/4. We received one bid on track 42475, advertises 110.17 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $165,255. $165,255, or a per acre value of $1,500. Annual rentals are $165,255. $165,255. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42476, advertised as 160 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $24,800. $24,800, or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $12,400. $12,400. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 42477, advertised as 40 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Mustang Exploration, LLC. Mustang Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $8,000. $8,000, or a per acre value of $200. Annual rentals are $100. $100. Royalties are 20%. And that will complete the opening and the reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
He's a second chair. You're supposed to be a man of center.
Charles, Steve Baker wants to say hello this morning.
Steve,
you doing all right?
Yeah, I think I'm making
her. Everything good?
Yeah, everything's fine. We're above the grass.
Okay, we have a quorum. We're getting ready to start the fact-finding committee.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Happy New Year as well. The Lease Review Committee will now be called into session. Roll call. Mr. Harper, Mr. Angel, Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ingram, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders, Mrs. Smith, Mr. Graves. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee. Mr. Talbot, would you please present the agenda?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Chairman Smith, members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. There are 1,880 active leases covering nearly 851,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 175 leases covering 83,500 acres. Of the 175, we have two leases to discuss in more detail. Our first lease is State Lease 192C in the West Bay Field. Hillcorp Energy is the lessee. Committee last reviewed this lease on June 8, 2011. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Hillcorp until December 14, 2011 to submit an update on activities affecting this lease. By letter dated December 10, 2011, Hillcorp reported that they had completed the reprocessing of 3D seismic data affecting this lease, which has led to one new drilling opportunity for the first quarter of 2012. The well will test 3 fill pay sands to a total depth of 11,825 feet, measured depth at expected cost of $8.2 million. Since last report, Hillcorp completed the State Lease 192 PP number 179 well in the 18 sand at the cost of approximately $15 million. Hillcorp also reported they have to stake 2 new locations to drill and plans for 1 recompletion, all awaiting approval from management. The staff recommends accepting Hillcorp's lease development report and that they be granted until June 13, 2012, to report on activities on the lease, including the drilling of the number 179 well and the approval status of the additional drilling locations. Our next lease is State Lease 340 at Coblanche Island Field. Swift Energy is our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on June 8, 2011. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Swift Energy's offer to release 1,000 acres and by December 14, 2011, provide a status report of their efforts in offering the acreage back to the Burton heirs in their proposed divestiture of the field. By email dated January 2, 2012, Swift reported that they continue to gather signatures from the Burton heirs to release a total of 1,275 acres from this lease. In addition, a records check on Sunrise by the staff revealed that the field operator has changed from Swift Energy to Energy Quest 2 LLC. The staff is recommending that by April 11, 2012, a second status report on Swift efforts to finalize the release of acreage back to the state be submitted. Are there any questions?
Senator, move to accept staff report.
Any comments on the force majeure?
Yes, sir. I have two items I need to bring to the board's attention on force majeure this month. Good morning, Chairman Smith.
Good morning, sir.
Mr. Sanders.
Good morning.
And ladies and gentlemen of the board, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
We have a new request for force majeure for a Harvest Operating LLC for State Lease 12,002. This is a situation where they were involved in the facility, and because of the quality of their fluids they were sending there, they were no longer allowed to access that facility. And in the process, the line they were using, they lost that because that was owned by another person and they had borrowed it from them. So now they are without a flow line or a facility to sell their oil. Right now they're in the search for a new place to go, and as such we believe this qualifies as a force majeure event and request the board recognize that. The lease doesn't have the specific language in it that the new force majeure language has that provides for this, so they'll have to amend this lease. The second item is a request for another extension for Stone Energy for an additional 3 months. They have been muddling through the permitting process and getting agreements signed off to abandon one line and take over a line and getting all that insurance cleared up. And they're saying that they need an additional 3 months to get the those leases that are on the little spreadsheet at the bottom page back on production. And that's it.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Is there any public comment? I need a motion and a second to approve the reports and recommendations by the staff.
I was a bit premature previously. I apologize. I move that we accept staff recommendations.
I have a motion from Mr. Sanders.
A second, Tom.
A second from Mr. Cordero. All in favor?
All right.
Any opposed? The motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Motion from Ms. Smith.
Second.
Second from Mr. Ingram. Mr. Cordero, excuse me. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Track Evaluation Committee meeting. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Harper on jail. Mr. Segura. Mr. Arnold. Mr. Diaz. Mr. Ingram. Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith. Mrs. Smith. Mr. Kleiner.
Morning, Mr.
Good morning. This time we'll have a quorum, so go ahead and sign up.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 50 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the lands are located for today's lease sale. We had several letters of protest, one from Miami Corporation, dated December 15, 2011, pertaining to tract 42456, situated in Iberia Parish, Louisiana. Another letter of protest was from Salt Dome Partnership. Several letters from Salt Dome Partnership, both dated December the 6th, 2011, pertaining to track number 42449 and to track 42450, both situated in St. Martin Parish, Louisiana. And finally, we received letters of protest from Williams Land Company, LLC, and Williams, Inc., all dated December the 6th, 2011, pertaining to tracks numbers 42452, 42453, and 42454, situated in St. Martin Parish, Louisiana. The staff reviewed the most recent state land water bottom layer and determined that these tracks are claimable, that there are claimable water bottoms in these tracks. Therefore, tracks 42456, 42449, 42450, 42452, 42453, and 42454 were advertised correctly and are to be left up for today's lease sale. The final item has to do with receipt of nominations. 68 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the March 14, 2012 lease sale or pending approval by the board for advertising. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the March 2012 lease sale.
Okay, I need a motion and a second to accept. Motion by Mr. Second by Mr. Sanders. Is there any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. I need a motion and a second to adjourn. Motion by Ms. Smith, second by Mr. Arnold. The committee's adjourned. Thank you, Ms. Fontenot.
I take roll for the Audit Committee. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Morton?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mrs. Smith?
Here.
And myself, that gives us seven. We have a quorum. Good morning, Rachel. How
are
you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What you got today, Ms. Rachel?
Item number one is a penalty waiver request from Devon Energy Corporation for a penalty in the amount of $16,207.77 billed for the late payment of royalty. On August 25, 2011, Devon paid the state a total of $64,744.51 in late royalty for disposition dates of April 2009 through June 2010. This payment was not related to a field audit. Devon made late payment on royalties as a result of a refund of severance taxes for a two-year incentive well exemption. In December 2009, Devon filed for exemption and was declined. Devon refiled on March 5, 2010, and the application was approved on April 25, 2011. Devon subsequently filed corrected severance tax returns and paid royalties due on August 25, 2011, after having received the appropriate refund. Devon Energy Corporation was billed and paid $3,879.15 in interest. In accordance with penalty waiver protocol, staff is recommending a 75% penalty waiver because royalty was outstanding less than 3 years. The amount of the reduction would be $12,155.83, with a balance of $4,051.94 owed the state.
Do you have any comments or questions from the committee? Do you have a motion to approve staff's recommendation?
Sanders, move.
Move by Ms. Sanders, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Rachel?
Item number two is the staff report to the committee that the election for January 2012 gas royalty is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin Plant at Henry for the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you. A motion to adjourn, please. Moved by Mr. Segura, second by Mrs. Smith. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Ready? Good morning, Chairman. Good morning, Ms. Rachel.
Good morning.
Police review committee to order. Okay, I'll call the roll, please. I'm in legal entitle, I'm sorry. Caught me off guard there this morning. I'll get on page in a moment. Ms. Fongell? Mr. Segura? Good morning, Mr. Segura. Mr. Arnold? Mr. Cadera?
Here.
Mr. Diaz? Ingram? Mr. Martin? Sandra's present. Mr. Smith? Ms. Smith? Mr. Graves? Or Ms. Klein? We have a quorum. Call the meeting to order, please. Ready when you are.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear.
Item number one is a request for final approval of a lease extension presented by Harvest Oil and Gas, LLC. The lease extension was previously approved in principle, and this is simply a request for final approval. The lease extension has been executed, advertised, and it's on the docket as item 1201. Item number two is also a request for final approval of an operating agreement between the board and Explore Energy Operating Company. The operating agreement was previously approved in principle and since then has been drafted, executed, advertised, and it's on the docket as item 1202. Staff recommends final approval of the operating agreement.
I recommend approval of item one.
Your second? Thank you, Mr. Smith. Any comment from the board? Comment from the public? Any objections to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
I'd like to make a motion to approve staff's recommendation of item two.
Any comments from the board? May I have a second first? Thank you, Ms. Smith. Any comment from the board? Public comment? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, motion carries.
Item number three is a request by Donegal Energy, LLC for an operating agreement. It would cover putative state lease 19282. It's in Manila Village Field in Jefferson Parish. And the reason that we're calling it a putative state lease is because the lease was granted at a lease sale in February of 2007, which was held on the 14th. And as you guys know, we're required to advertise the tract prior to the lease sale. What happened was, right before the lease sale, we didn't have any proof that the tract had been advertised, so we contacted the Times-Picayune, which was normal procedure at that time. Times-Picayune assured us that the tract had been advertised, and so we went forward with the lease sale. As it turns out, it wasn't actually advertised until the day after, February 15th, and that's reflected in both the tear sheet and the affidavit from the Times-Picayune. However, our logbook shows that we did call Times-Picayune and got a verbal affirmation from them that it was advertised. Nonetheless, it wasn't. So the lease technically is not effective. However, an operating agreement would take care of that problem. So staff does recommend granting the authority to negotiate an operating agreement with Donegal Energy.
I move to accept staff's recommendation.
Chair here, second. Thank you, Ms. Smith, for a second. Any comment from the board? Any public comment?
Thank you for Donegal. Stephen Baker for Donegal Energy. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for...
I'm the guy who found the problem.
Hearing no objection, the motion carries unanimously. I have one question. Did Time Pick you in charge us to advertise it the second time?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Well, would they never advertise?
Yeah, there wasn't a second advertisement.
There was no need for it, huh?
Yeah. Well, we didn't find out about it until, what, 3 years, 4 years after the lease?
a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Right.
At the agenda meeting the other day, I inquired, this is a rare occasion, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other further business before the committee this morning?
We got one more item.
Exactly.
Yes, one more item.
Go ahead, please. No?
Item number four is a discussion in executive session of a settlement that was previously reached in the Gulf Production Company versus Hoover Oil Field case.
Further business? Chair, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Well, I move we go and take a recess to go into executive session.
Thank you for keeping me on track. I missed the month. I'm sorry. Thank you, dear. We'll be adjourned for executive session for a moment. It's kind of hard on me this morning. Get here late and treat me like that. I can't believe you. Our children's godparent designed for this. So.
Move to come out of executive session.
Second.
Thank you. Can I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Objection. Hearing none, we're returned to our session.
Ready? After discussion in executive session, staff is going to recommend approval of an assignment of the state's claims in a suit entitled Gulf Production Company Incorporated et al. Versus Hoover Oil Field Supply Incorporated et al. And this is on the docket committee agenda as item 1223.
Pleasure of the floor.
I move to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
I second.
Thank you, Ms. Smith. Is there any public comment about this? Any board comment, further comment, discussion about it? Any objection to the motion? Chair, hearing none. Motion carried unanimously. Stand a motion adjourned.
That concludes the legal and title agenda for today.
I'll move to adjourn.
Thank you, Mr. Segura.
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Smith. Any objection? Adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Tyler, may I have a moment, please? On behalf of my wife and our family, I want to thank you very much for your kind gestures and your cards and concerns and inquiries. My wife is doing quite well, mother of our children. She's 76 and a half. And she kicked their booty over in Arlington, Texas on her total hip replacement. And she finished her physical therapy in about 4 days, an inpatient physical therapy. Had a wonderful physician. Luckily, our, not bragging, just our son-in-law and daughter who live in Arlington are very well versed in the medical community. And on a Saturday evening, we were able to find a very fine surgeon to come and take care of her on Sunday. So thank you very much for your kindness and the card that you sent. And she asked me to thank you personally for your interest. Thank you.
At this point, I'd like to call the docket review committee to order. Go ahead.
Okay. The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division.
Just a second, Mr. Dennis. I'll call roll.
Yeah, roll call, please.
Mr. Harper, Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold is present. Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ingram, Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith. Ms. Smith, Mr. Klein, Mr. Diaz is now present.
Oh, yeah, let me take note. We already called it to order and took the roll.
The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the January 11, 2012 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1, through items number 13. Item 14, approved, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 15 through items number 23. Item 24, approved, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries State Agency lease transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, advertised proposals, please approve items number 1 through item number 6, and this will complete the staff's recommendations to the Docket Review Committee.
I move to accept staff's recommendation.
Second.
Are there any further comments to the staff recommendation? Any comments from the board? Do I have a motion to accept the staff's recommendation?
I move.
And a second?
Second, Sanders.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. The staff recommends to approve as read. Do I have a motion to adjourn the docket review committee?
Move.
I have a motion, Mr. Sanders. Mr. Smith, second from Mr. Smith. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The docket review committee is now adjourned.
The board meeting will convene at 11.
All right. I'd like to call a board meeting to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Angel, Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold, Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz.
Here.
Mr. Ingram, Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith? Ms. Smith? Mr. Grace? Mr. Chairman, Mr. Klein, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's
Mr. Here. Chairman, we have 9 members present and a quorum.
Great, thank you very much. At this time, I'd like to take item 2, the approval of the December 13th and the 14th, 2011 minutes. Do we have a motion to accept those minutes? Moved by Ms. Smith, second by Mr. Smith. Any questions, discussion, any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 3, the adoption of the committee recommendations. 3A, lease review committee. B,
Nomination and Track Committee, C, Audit Committee, D, Legal and Title Controversy Committee, E, Docket Review Committee. Any public comment on any of those committee recommendations? If not, do I entertain a motion to accept all of the committee recommendations? Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Morton. Any further questions or discussion? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 4 is our executive session for our technical briefing. Do I have a motion to go into executive session while we review those bids? We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any discussions or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. We'll be in executive session for our technical briefing for just a few minutes. We'll be back shortly. Thank you.
He's on the road, hey. He got here late. Trying to earn his money.
All right, I'd like to entertain a motion to come out of the executive session. A motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. We're back in regular session. Mr. Vaughn, would you brief us on the bids, please?
Mr. Chairman, just one second. Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, proceed.
Okay, first track 42431. We had two bids by Cypress Energy Corporation. The staff recommends that both bids be accepted. On track number 42440, we're recommending that the bid of Delta Lands Exploration Incorporated be accepted. Track number 42446, we're recommending that the bid by Shoreline Southeast be rejected for improper bid. On track contract number 42462, we're recommending that the bid by Cypress Energy Corporation be accepted, and also that the bid by Century Exploration New Orleans be accepted. We had two bids on the track, and neither bid overlapped. On track number 42477, we're recommending that the bid by Mustang Exploration be rejected for insufficient consideration, and we're also recommending that this track be re-advertised with minimums. As far as the remaining tracks receiving bids, we're recommending that those bids be accepted.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Vaughn. Any public comment on any of those bids? Any questions or discussion from the board? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion to accept the staff's recommendations on those bids. A motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Ms. Smith. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Those bids are awarded. The bid submitted on track number 42446 was rejected by the board for improper bid. At this time, I'd like to entertain a motion and a second to offer track number 42446 for bidding from the floor. Do we have a motion? Motion by Mr. Sanders.
Please.
Second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Okay. Track number 42446 containing 3 acres. Is that correct? Are there any bids from the floor on track number 42446?
Yes, there are.
All right.
I'm Paul J. Hebert. I'm duly authorized agent for Shoreline. So I'm here on behalf of Shoreline. And I'd like to make a bid for a 3-year primary term lease, total bonus of $1,734. Coming out to $578 per acre on the bonus. And I'd like to do a total rental of $867, or half of the total bonus of $1,734. For royalty, I'd like that to be 28% LOR across the board. And then as additional consideration, as mentioned earlier today, I wanted to mention that Shoreline Southeast LLC has applied to the Louisiana Office of Conservation for the creation of the Hackberry RG SUA unit in Indian Village Field. A portion of track number 42446 lies within this unit. Shoreline has acquired the leases covering a 100% mineral interest in all other unit tracks. As additional consideration for this lease, Shoreline Southeast LLC hereby obligates itself to, within the first year of the primary term, spud a well within said unit in a good faith attempt to establish production from the Hackberry Zone Reservoir G, or, in the alternative, to pay the state the sum of $20,000 as liquidated damages.
In the term?
Term is a 3-year primary term.
Okay. All right.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, was the bid on the entire track?
The bid is on the entire 3-acre track.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other bids on the floor for track number 42446? Are there any other bids from the floor on track number 42446 going once? Going twice? Bidding on track number 42446 is now closed. What's the staff's recommendation on the bid received for track number 42446.
The staff would recommend that the bid by Shoreline Southeast be accepted.
All right. We have a motion. The staff recommends accepting that bid. We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, a second by Ms. Smith. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. That bid is awarded.
Thank you very much.
All right. Item 6, the announcements. If you look in the back of your
folder or binder, there is a mineral resources report for January are dated for this date. You can look through it. We're not going to have a presentation on it, but you feel free to look through it and take it home. Any other announcements, Ms. Talley?
Yes, sir. The total for today's lease sale was $2,034,845.28, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to $18.65 million.
Great. Thank you. Any further announcements? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Sanders, seconded by Mr. Martin. Any questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next month.